From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If you eat Cheerios, there's a good chance they're accompanied by the potentially harmful weed killer Roundup. That's what Fortune told readers on August 16th. According to the Genetic Literacy Project's Cameron English, that's just one of hundreds of botched news stories about what scientists call a dubious study by anti-GMO Environmental Working Group. AgriMarketing.com reports the well-timed study rolled out when a California jury was about to reach a verdict about whether Monsanto's glyphosate-based herbicide caused cancer in a San Francisco groundskeeper on his way to a $289 million jury award. But after talking with several experts, English says the consensus is a daily bowl of Cheerios won't endanger your health because the minuscule amount of glyphosate is well below dangerous levels. China and the U.S. resumed trade talks last week, ending the hiatus after an earlier deal collapsed in May. Fresh rounds of tariffs on each other's goods that took effect August 23rd coincided with the negotiations, and as President Trump has threatened even more levies, the trade standoff has the potential to drag to the end of the year and beyond. The second annual World Plant Milk Day took place, and dairy farmers were not on board. Celebrating plant-based alternatives to cow's milk, World Plant Milk Day took place August 22nd, angering dairy farmers on a global scale. International organizations like Animal Equality, PETA, and Mercy for Animals support the initiative, claiming plant-based diets improve one's health, the environment, and encourages animal welfare. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.